This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Police in Southern California said Sunday 10 people have died and at least 10 others wounded in a mass shooting in a largely Asian city, with the suspect still at large hours later. Police said the gunman opened fire at a dance venue in Monterey Park following local Lunar New Year celebrations.
The Monterey Park Police Fire Department responded to the scene and treated the injured and pronounced 10 of the victims deceased at the scene. There were at least 10 additional victims that were transported to numerous local hospitals and are listed in various conditions from stable to critical. The suspect fled the scene and remains outstanding.
Captain Andrew Myers of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department said officers responded late on Saturday and found people running out of the building. People across China are ringing in the Lunar New Year with large family gatherings and crowds visiting temples after the government lifted its strict zero COVID policy. It's the biggest celebration since the pandemic began 3 years ago. With the easing of most COVID-19 restrictions that had confined millions to their homes, people could finally make their first trip back to their hometowns to reunite with families. Larger public events also returned. 13 people were killed when a residential building collapsed in the northern city, Syrian city of Aleppo on Sunday, and rescue workers were searching for people believed still buried under the rubble, state media said. The five-story building in Syria's second-largest city collapsed due to water leakages that weakened the foundation, government officials were quoted as saying by state media. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Witnesses say Al-Qaeda-linked extremists have stormed a regional government office in Somalia's capital. The founder of an ambulance service told the Associated Press his team has collected at least 16 wounded people from the scene of Sunday's attack. He says they haven't collected any bodies, but gunshots are still being heard. A worker in the office says security forces rescued many staffers there. The Al-Shabaab extremist group claimed responsibility for the assault in Mogadishu. The United States on Saturday hailed a pullout from northern Ethiopia of Eritrean forces whose presence had been viewed as a key stumbling block in a landmark peace deal with rebels. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke of what he called the ongoing withdrawal of Eritrean troops in a telephone call with Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. Blinken called the withdrawal significant progress in the African Union-led November 2nd agreement that has largely ended the brutal two-year war. Eritrea has made no official statement, but witnesses have reported seeing Eritrean troops moving out of the Tigray region. It's unclear whether this is a full withdrawal or if some troops will remain. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has fired a key cabinet ally, heeding a Supreme Court ruling commanding him to do so and deepening a rift over the power of the courts. Netanyahu announced he was firing Aryeh Deri, who serves as Interior and Health Minister, at a meeting of his cabinet on Sunday. The court decided Deri could not serve as cabinet minister because of a conviction last year over tax offenses. The FBI searched U.S. President Joe Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware on Friday and located additional documents with classified markings and took possession of some of his handwritten notes, the president's lawyer said Saturday. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
The president voluntarily allowed the FBI into his home, but the lack of a search warrant did not dim the extraordinary nature of the search. It compounded the problems to Biden that started with the disclosure January 12th that the president's attorneys had found a small number of classified records at a former office at the Penn Biden Center in Washington shortly before the midterm elections. Since then, attorneys found six classified documents in Biden's Wilmington home library from his time as vice president. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.